for the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here. I'll headbutt your ass a couple times, if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking on the 40-yard wall. This brother. Come on.
Zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's yeah, number one, though? Who's number one?
It's the L.A. Clippers.
Boom! Shut up!
You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get it pregnant.
I'm fucking terrible.
That just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pisses me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude!
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over f***ing nothing.
You're clearly lying. You're clearly just...
Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What,
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Hey, where are we? In an elevator.
Damn right.
Hey, what?
What?
Lots to talk about. Ari's not here. He's on shoot time. Ari's going to come in here. What do you think he's going to complain about first?
James being in the room will
correct.
Be number one.
No,
or James being in his seat. Why is he in my seat?
Yeah, it's either going to be, your choice will be James, Starbucks employees.
The phone is not working.
Parking enforcement.
Phone's not working.
Or phone is not working. Yeah.
I think he's going to walk in, see him, and go, ugh.
Yeah. There's going to be an automatic why you here.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Right when I thought this day couldn't get worse.
Don't worry, James. He does that for all of us every time. I see him at the comedy zone, hey, Ari, ugh. No, right? Actually, he's very laid back.
But tonight is Ari's show. So that's very exciting.
What is?
Ari's got his taping.
This fucking guy loves Ari so much. Comes in, sits down, starts plugging shit for Ari.
Well, just, you know, that's why I'm down here.
He's doing it tonight?
He's doing his
tonight.
Storytellers
is tonight.
Two tapings, 6:30 and 9.
Yep.
And then what's next week?
He's got more tapings next week.
Oh, he's only doing one a week?
He's doing three total dates. Six total shows.
Yeah, and I think they bang them all out within those.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
He's doing like five comics a night.
So. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So tonight's the first one at what's it called?
Cheetahs.
Cheetahs,
it's great.
Yeah. Silver Lake.
Yep.
By the way, I discovered that room.
Yep. We did a New Year's Eve show.
Yeah.
That was fun.
I was the first one to do a comedy show there.
That's cool.
What happened at the end of that New Year's Eve show? You remember that? Here it comes.
Nice.
What? Wow. Here we go. Let's see. I guess you could take none of the above.
No, it's not over. It's not over. He hasn't even talked yet.
Okay,
we have bets on something.
On how?
Just be yourself.
Oh! James! How are you,
great.
Ari?
Great.
You look freshly showered.
Yeah, I showered.
How's it showering in L.A. going?
It's pretty good, man.
Where are you staying right now?
Airbnb.
So that's interesting. You didn't have the Comedy Central didn't put you up? That's all right. They're probably like you're from here. All right, it's time for something called, we do not know a show, but we'll do it here. Dates out the gates. Ari, what do you want to push?
Well, tonight I got my storyteller show tapings.
Very excited about that.
Yeah, I could use more fans to the 7:30 show, so if anybody wants to come to the 7:30 show with Bobby Lee, Keegan-Michael Key from Key & Peele, Rob Corddry, D.L. Hughley.
Whoa!
And I forgot who the fifth person was, but...
It sounds like a very ethnic show.
I guess it is, actually. I guess it is. Rob Corddry's the only white guy. I forgot who the last person is.
Now, you have to do a show...
Wait, but if you want to come, tweet me right now, and I'll check it after this podcast, or send it to me at contact@rashafir.com, and I'll get you tickets. So you got to be there by 6:30 to check
it. Okay, well, I'll tweet that. We'll tweet that as the show goes. So now are you telling a story every show?
Yeah.
And how's that going? I see you're working with
Carbone.
Super tall comedians, Pete Carbone and Dave Taylor.
Yeah.
And they're punching up stuff for you?
Well, for Carbone, we're trying to tell a story together.
Oh, on stage?
Yeah.
In your show?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was the first story we ever did at the first show we did 4.5 years ago. So I was like, that'd be cool. Let's do that one.
That'd be awesome.
TV. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. About some mushroom trip.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
God, I wish I'd told that Steve and Azizi story, but I can't say Steve. I wonder if Steve would tell it, even though he didn't do anything in it.
Yeah.
That's a great story.
Whatever that story is, add him in the story, even though he didn't do anything, but he's just killing a fucking big bowl of pasta.
This guy's
yeah, seven. Make it believable.
So you got that. So this show, we got pushed to 7:30 show. If you're in LA, go to 7:30 show.
But tweet me, because, yeah, they gave out tickets to, like, non-fans. They gave out tickets to, like, email list people.
Ugh.
Yeah, so I just want fans to be there. So people.
Why don't you tell Rogan to tweet it?
Because then they have, because it's sold out officially, so they have to, like, send it to me.
Oh, okay.
To be able to,
gotcha. All right, I gotcha. All right, that's great. Any so, but are you doing the road at all this the next couple weeks?
Yeah, Calgary, September 18th.
Boom.
Yeah, and then I go straight to Denmark and Oktoberfest and London.
How long are you gonna be there for?
2 weeks in Europe.
Awesome, dude.
But Calgary is a big one.
All right.
Yuck, yucks.
Weren't you just
dates out the gates?
Dates out the gates. I'm doing Comedy Juice tomorrow at the Melrose Improv. I think you're on it.
Me too.
Oh, cool. All right.
Comedy Juice?
Yeah, the Melrose one. And then I'm doing Comedy Juice at the Ice House Thursday of this week. And I think I'm at the Comedy Store Sunday night. So get on that. Suck it.
All right. My dates out the gates. Very
dates out the gates.
Dates out the gates. Very excited. Tuesday. Well, tonight I'm doing Comics Unleashed. Which?
Wait. What?
Yeah.
That's going?
Yeah.
Are you going to do... How are you going to tell your jokes in conversation form?
I'm just basically doing...
Same way he always does.
My cleaner stuff off my old album.
Why? Oh, okay.
Smart. You know, so yeah. I'm not doing any new jokes. I'm burning through any of this new shit that's been killing lately. Yeah. So I'm just doing those... And here's the thing about... everybody can say whatever they want about Comics Unleashed. They run the shit out of that. And I'll, especially when it first came out, like MySpace was big.
Yeah, wow.
I would know it ran because I'd had like 50 new friend requests the next day.
Comics Unleashed goes all the way back to MySpace?
Yeah, that's been on a long time.
And he's going to start shooting them more and more. But anyways, so I'm doing that tonight. Not that anyone cares. I'm very excited. Thursday night, I'm doing my new Triple X show at Crazy Girls. They renovated the whole place. So, and they're giving me...
Which one's Crazy Girls?
It's on La Brea.
Oh, I know that one.
Yeah. They renovated the whole thing.
It's fun to walk
by. David Arquette just bought it. Is that true?
Really?
Well, yeah. I hear it is and it isn't, but we'll see.
I like driving by there late at night and seeing girls like walk away briskly with a dude sort of like talking to them behind them. Trying to still score.
But I went there last night to look at the whole schematics of it, like the whole room and everything, and just tons of chicks. There were a group of Mexican chicks and a group of black chicks, and they were just throwing dollar bills at strippers as the stripper was twerking on stage. Yeah. It was like, this is the most exciting thing ever. So they gave me this super great deal, and it's a great show. I got Red Band, Duncan, Brody Stevens, Rucka Rucka Ali, Justin Rivera, this adult film star's doing stand-up. I'm giving away fleshlights, and I've got... 30 joints giveaway from LA Speedweed.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
The flashlight craze kind of came and went, huh?
I think they're redoing. It's basically when they stopped promoting with Rogan.
That seemed like talking about it.
But they did this incredible, like, they just cleaned house.
They're like, have you heard of Fleshlight? Have you gotten one yet? And everyone's talking, and now it's like,
dude, they sent me a bunch of them. They got new cool ones, little ones, clear ones. It's
they gotta get something that can fit in your pocket so you can cut a hole in your pocket and just slide
and just fuck it.
Yeah, just fuck it when you want to.
Well, you know what? They do have that. It's called your hand.
No, you can't.
You can pop your hand.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you could do that.
That goes in too far, though. You got to really get into the pocket. Though.
Yeah, and it doesn't feel like a fleshlight.
And then you get wrist, your wrist gets sore.
Do you remember the first time you fucked a fleshlight? You were kind of like, I'm going to try it.
I liked it.
Yeah. And then you're like, whoa.
I liked it.
I like that a little too much.
Final day.
Dates out the gates.
Dates out the gates.
Next weekend, I am at the House of Comedy. In Arizona.
Oh, Arizona, nice.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
That's cool. Oh, wait. I have a question about your last Gates Out of the Dates.
Dates Out of the Gates!
Do you know how to spell schematics?
No.
Okay.
It's fine. Yeah. Hey, dude, is anybody here thinking I'm a great speller?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Now, let's talk about the problem with the phones. Let's talk about the problems with the phones.
Okay, let's get into that.
What's the issue here?
We have Donald Cerrone
trying to call in today.
Yes.
And we have no phones?
They say this works.
This on speaker.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Dude!
That's the second thing we said he was going to do.
How do you think our forefathers podcast?
I have nothing to do with this.
Hold on, Batman. What the fuck are you doing? Why can't we have
phones? Why are we scared of Ari, by the way?
No, why are we scared of being shitty? Why are we scared of putting out an inferior product? The problem.
Here's the thing.
Batman, hold on. What's the problem? You fucked us last week. And you haven't fixed it all. I'm not even kidding. You told us with like 8 hours notice that you're not going to come in. We can't have a show. show, our 100th show, which I'm
big 100th.
And you're being a completely irresponsible asshole. Why aren't the phones working?
I had jury duty, you piece of shit.
And how long did you know you had jury duty for? Why don't you do the heroin attitude and tell us last second and then blame it on some other thing? You knew you had it ahead of time. Don't blame it on jury duty. Tell us that as soon as you know. We're trying to put out a product.
It's not Renee who said, I got this, man. Nothing's going to go wrong.
What time did you tell him?
What time did you hear?
I didn't know until Team told me. At like 10 o'clock at night.
Thank you.
Hey, I gotta say.
So seriously, Fat Man, what the fuck are you doing? We're really trying to put out a show, and your irresponsibility is really screwing us over. They're laughing, but I'm not joking. You're fucking us. The reason we're doing it here at Lovitz is because you're supposed to be here providing us help, not fucking us at 10 p.m. at night. It's all ridiculous, right, man.
But let's get into it.
Here's fucking quit. Go on your own sword. Fucking quit.
Let's get into this really quick, though. Congratulations, Fat Man. You are up for the Collins Fuck Up of the Year Awards. Congratulations on that. So, you're in the lead.
Brought to you by Amazon.
No, brought to you by Collins.
I'll tell you what happened. I came in here and Angelo didn't leave me any notes at all, so I had to try to...
Oh, look at the team breaking up.
Listen. And I have ADD and I fucking touched shit that I probably shouldn't have touched. That's why the phones aren't working. That's my fault. But in the end, we have the fucking show. It was recorded. The audio is on. Fans can hear it. It was just, that was my fault.
But we couldn't do any of the calls we wanted for the 100 episodes.
Like you hit a switch that had big X on it and tape all around that said, do not touch this button. Never touch this button.
Okay, first of all, hold on. Fucking single notice. He wouldn't have done it. If you prepared at all, he wouldn't have done it.
There was notice on that thing. That thing said
how
right
to
on
do
it.
Saying how to take
photos.
It's
really dark down there.
Always taped up.
Saying don't touch or actually how to do something. Not what not to do or what actually to do. Because he couldn't figure out what to do.
What not to do is the same as telling him what to do. Do not do this. At the very least, do not ever fucking...
And then that's how we're supposed to take phone calls for our 100th episode? That's how we're supposed to take phone calls? Do not do? That's supposed to help us?
That's not for the phone line.
Fuck you, you asshole. I'm glad I never learned your name. Get out. Just fucking get out. If you're not helping, why are you here? I'm serious. Get out and go home.
Don't. We have to live with him.
Get out and go home.
No, Fat Man.
If you're not helping us at all.
Don't listen to him.
Why is he here? Why is
because
he
is
doing?
Actually a
what is
part.
He doing?
He's helping,
no,
even though he fucked up.
Get the fuck out and go home.
No, don't go, Fat Man.
You're not helping
don't
us at
give
all.
Up.
You're only hurting us.
You're
going to
make James cry. Don't give up.
Get the fuck out.
Don't stop.
Fix the fucking
believe
phones right
it.
Now. Get the fuck out. If you're not going
to
help us at all,
hold on
here.
To that feeling.
No, you're
holding
us back. You're literally holding back our plans.
Don't go, Fat Man.
Seriously.
Say something.
You should feel this because you're fucking us over.
Kick off your old Jewish lady glasses.
You should be scrambling right now to fix it or get the fuck out.
No.
We don't need you.
Don't listen to him.
It's been a week.
What does he need, Sam? How is he helping us? In a week, they couldn't fucking fix
it. To the company to have it fixed.
And what did you call them last
stop.
Week?
Ari, please, hold for a second.
I called them. They have no
when?
Support.
Did you call them a week ago?
Yes. All they've been able
when
to
you
tell me
them?
Is to
when
send
did you call
them?
Them? Tell me when you called them.
I called them on Friday. I called them on
is
Thursday.
Is that a week ago? Is that a week
Wednesday.
Ago? You, get out. Just get out. Just go home. We don't want you here.
No,
go home.
Don't do that.
What, is he going to add anything to
that? Yes, he is.
What's he going to
add? He's
going to
actually help run that board. Believe it or not, and Renee is great, and I love
teach
Renee.
Teach him once how to do it, and then this wouldn't be a problem. But you hold the information. Hold on. You hold the information because you're afraid of being fired, because you're worthless. And so the little part you know, you're not letting him do it, so when you're not here,
the views expressed by Ari Shaffir are that of Ari Shaffir.
No, Sam, he fucked us over last week. We had all these plans, and he fucked us.
Okay.
Like, it's at 10 p.m. at night. I'm not joking. Get the fuck out of here. I'm not going to help.
What plans? What
go
plans
home.
I've never told any other plans.
We didn't have to tell you our plans. We just assume it's going to work. We don't assume you're going to call up to 10 p.m. and say, can't be there. Also, I didn't train the guy I sit with for 50 straight weeks. I didn't tell him at all how to do it. Get out. Just get out. Go home.
At the
old
locations, I had plenty of training that I could run the show by myself.
Hey, Fat Man, go home. Get out and go home. Go take a smoke break for 2 hours. You're not wanted here. You're adding nothing. Go home. I'm not sorry that I'm hurting you. Get the fuck out of here. Leave. Just leave if you're not going to help. Fix the fucking phones or leave.
I got it. I got the show.
Are you fixing the phones?
Man,
you got the show. All right, Fat Man, get out. You're just a distraction. Get the fuck out.
I don't even know how to fix that.
All you do is give us bad drops. Get the fuck out or fix it. Are you moving to fix it or get out? It should be one or the other right now. Then get the fuck out. Then go home. Get the fuck out and go home. You understand me? You fucked over our show 2 weeks in a row. Get the fuck out and go home. Go talk to your boss and tell him we don't want you anymore. Get out. Are you too fat to move? Get the fuck out. Go kill yourself out in the parking lot, asshole.
Jesus Christ.
You're not wanted here.
Ari, nobody should ever.
Why? What's he done? He hasn't helped us at all. He's only hurt us.
He's a human being.
Get the fuck out. And he's an asshole who's fucking up. He should be fired.
All right,
he shouldn't have this job. Do you get paid to do this?
Yes.
Then you're not earning it. Get the fuck out. Angelo, can you hear me? Earn your money. Get the fuck out. Leave, idiots. Leave.
Okay. Okay, we get the point.
Do you think I'm joking still?
No.
Can you not understand my tone? Don't get in this
bad mood. You got Big Show tonight. You got Big Show tonight.
I know, he's bothering me. Leave, idiot. Just fucking leave. You're not going to help, so get the fuck out. Why am I still talking? Do you understand how this is annoying?
No.
Get the fuck out.
I want to talk sports. I understand, Ari.
If you're not gone, I swear to God, man, get the fuck out of here. Then I'm calling your boss and telling you how much you fucked us over. Get out. Go ahead. Let's talk about sports.
What's up with the phone lines, guys?
Hey, come on, dude. Seriously.
Let's take a fucking speakerphone call.
Okay.
All right. I will admit, that was my fault last week from the phones.
You had no idea how to do it.
Right, but hey, it has been a week. And
yeah,
you
had a week to fix it.
Right, exactly.
Well, I don't know what the issue is, though.
Neither do I.
It's going to have blowback. I could already tell.
I think that...
Yeah, hopefully he gets fired for fucking over our show.
But there's also no communication either. He didn't say, hey, you know what, guys, I still can't get the phone line up yet.
Tell us a word.
He literally left.
Good. What's he adding?
But it's like
James is shutting up.
I mean, a week ago, we had no phone line. We knew it was fucked up. It's like, here we are a week later, and it's like, same shit.
Okay.
He called on Friday. He called on Friday, right before the weekend.
And it happened Tuesday. That fucking...
And that was dates out the gates,
dates
everybody.
Out the gates.
That was dates out the gates. Everybody knows their dates. Apparently, Angelo had to go catch his date.
Yeah.
So what was I going to get into?
Week one in the NFL.
Week one NFL, NBA, UFC. I want to talk to you about Rogan's comments. What do you guys think about that?
What was Rogan's comments?
I don't even know what you're talking
about.
Well,
what do you want to get into first?
Well, I said NFL week one.
Okay, all right.
Atlanta Falcons, huge comeback win. Were you watching it at Red Zone?
Oh, yeah.
How excited did you get?
You know, that's because of my nude gig there. I'm like on set.
Yeah.
I can't say shit. Oh. You know, he'll do like this, and then you can't talk, and then something fucking big's happening. So, like, while he's talking, I'm, you know, not in his vision. I'm, like, right behind his back doing this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And as long as he can't see me, I can do as much of that as I want. But I can't make a fucking... I can't sneeze.
Let me tell you, that game is the NFL's wet dream.
Yeah.
That's all the NFL wants.
A thousand yards
to throw. Yeah. Throw. Everybody scores. Nobody stops anything.
Rules in the secondary.
Couple turnovers. A couple interceptions in the end zone. Two fumbles, one for each team.
Yeah, Atlanta said if we get them in the turnovers, we're gonna win.
Yeah.
Yeah,
fifty-two yard field goal to tie it.
Who had that kicker in our leagues, by the way? I mean, that guy.
I do, don't I?
Do you have Atlanta's kicker? How many points? You get 10 points off that, right? Off those two kicks?
No. But I got a lot.
50-yarder made it. Three points.
I scored 100.
Three plus two for yours.
If you add up both of your scores, I still outscored you guys.
By the way, I just have to protest this. I didn't want to tell Anthony Johnson this. I tried to trade out two of my players before the game started, and they locked me out. Oh. So I had two guys who were out, Cam Newton and a wide receiver for the...
How did they lock you out? Oh, because Thursday game's already started.
No, it's not that.
Like that win on Sunday?
Yeah. The game had not started.
But Thursday game's already started.
Yeah, but
usually it's
matter.
Like 5 minutes before the game starts. You're fucked sometimes.
What happened. That's cool. I got housed.
By whom?
Utah. Okay. Somebody in Utah.
Cam didn't even play, huh?
Who's running his team?
Death Squad Green Bay. Whatever.
No, Death Squad
Grand Rapids.
Oh, so he did take over? Yeah, but he didn't draft for you, huh?
You don't need a draft to be Tony Hinchcliffe.
Did you beat him?
Of course.
164-61. I beat fucking...
Holy shit! Is that the highest score you've ever heard in fantasy football?
Especially in a 14-team league.
Wow.
I don't like a 14-team league.
I wouldn't either if I was you.
How much did I beat Hinchcliffe by?
Let's see here. Where is that fucking scoring board? Oh, here we go. I will tell you right now, you lost to Tony 81-69.
Oh, no. We did 20 points. We only got 8. to him. 20 points on Monday. Three players.
I triply lost 100 to 60. If you had both your scores together, I still outscored you by 30 something.
Wow. Fucking auto draft. Why the fuck was Death Squad Green?
Because it just takes Grand the Rapids. Top players, so you might get five quarterbacks.
Yeah, why didn't you draft?
He fucked up.
Nobody told him.
I didn't know about the draft. It's fucking fly on a Sunday. Whatever.
Yeah, well, you know, you're a busy guy. Shit happens.
Nobody even told me. You
but it's week
guy.
One, dude. You can come back. Yeah, I've done it before.
We don't have Tebow fucking overemphasizing his golf game to help us this time.
Yeah. Tebow, I hate drafting against Tebow.
Why?
Because he just goes and he takes all the running backs and he just fucks everybody's shit.
Let's try this thing and see if it works.
Whose phone is it?
That's his. That's Angelo's friend's phone. That's the best part.
Oh, the guy who's sitting in there?
Who left with Angelo.
Oh, that's
his the phone. Manager?
Oh, he's right here. Oh. He's sitting right here.
Who okay.
Who is?
The manager.
Uh-oh. James is about to get yelled at. Get Amari.
The guy that owns that phone.
Get Amari.
Dan. Oh, Dan, okay. Right?
That's all
right.
Yeah, Dan.
So the week one is crazy. Dude, I got knocked out of both of my...
Me too, Chicago.
Me too, dude.
I was sure so Philadelphia is the pick to stay away from because everyone's going to pick Philadelphia. And then they were losing 17-0, and I was like, right call.
But the one that I'm in, if you pay, it's like $20, but there's like thousands of people that are in it. Like you pay, if you win it, it's like $4,000.
Do you get a buyback?
Yeah.
We used to have a buyback first two weeks.
You got
to
pay an extra $5, and for the first 2 weeks, you get it. So I already used it. So I'm still back in.
Yeah.
Thank God. So who'd you take?
I had Chicago.
I can't believe that.
Buffalo. They looked like shit in the preseason. It's in Chicago.
They were missing field goals. They were turning it over at the Buffalo like two. It was just like,
color looked like shit.
What are you talking about?
Color looked like shit. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's just between the ears with Cutler to me.
Yeah.
No, he's got no soul.
Yeah.
You can just tell he's got no heart, no soul.
He forces it sometimes. He forces it.
Let's call a former UFC star so we can see if we can talk to
the. Who's a former?
George St. Pierre.
Yeah, let's call GSP.
Do we have the number to call?
Yeah, I got him.
Hey, Dallas, it looks bad.
Yep. But once again, you are who we thought you were.
Yeah.
They're the exact same team they've been for 10 years. 8-8. Can't play defense. They lose games, you know, 30. They score 35 points and lose. And they're kind of like, you know, Cutler and Romo remind me a lot of each other where it's like, hey, man, I'm either going to throw 400 yards and still lose.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I'm gonna shit the bed with four interceptions. He might be done.
Cutler?
Who?
Romo. No.
Oh, yeah, it's talking really about your team. Year. Why really are you calling GSP when we're talking about the Cowboys?
We're going to test the phone. He wants to test the phone.
Want to test the phone because we have an actual caller calling in?
I want to talk Cowboys and how you feel about your wasted year.
Oh, no,
are you
I'm
already looking to the draft?
I'm glad this year. Because here's the deal. The last 4 years, they've strung me along till the final quarter of week 17 before saying you don't make the playoffs.
You're saying you're already waving a white flag.
If we can just lose two out of the next three, then I can just watch football and enjoy the playoff hunt and overall, the good stories.
That's interesting.
Watch
take.
The baseball playoffs. Really get on with my life. Enjoy Europe while I'm there. You know what I mean? Really just enjoy
no,
that.
No, I respect
it's
that.
It's just about like, oh, who are the playoff teams coming up? It's interesting. Instead of worrying and wasting every week. And just when they lose a couple, like, oh, cool, they're out of it. They'll win a couple and put them right back in.
Here's
hopefully
what
not this year. They said the defense can't get worse, but they lost Sean Lee. They lost two other starters. What do you mean? It can't get ranked worse.
Yeah.
Because there's no new teams, but they can get worse in the
league. Dude, what if it works out that Dallas is shit?
Shit though.
What if it works out that Dallas is shit or is really shit and they actually go through and have a horrible season and you guys get Jameis Winston? I mean, heads would explode.
Who's that? Dude, I read a thing the other day at work that said that if the Cowboys part ways this year or next year with Romo, unless it's a trade.
Yeah.
$48 million in dead money. Wow. The NFL cap is like 210 or something. Wow. A quarter of their salary cap is tied up in this guy. They just re-upped on him. Under 38, you know, or 22% or whatever the fuck that is.
Dude, looking at all those red jerseys at Cowboy Stadium, I'm like, what?
That's their quarterback.
Yeah, wow.
That's their quarterback. That was crazy. Yeah. What a cool shot that was. What's up with that? All those red jerseys in
you know,
stadium.
Brett Ernst was just going
should
nuts.
Should be. Should be. Just as a good team. But San Francisco in the but year, Dallas, in the year during the '90s.
We're talking about
was,
Dallas,
San Francisco
America's
versus
team.
Dallas for the fucking Super Bowl, pretty much the early Super Bowl, and then the Super Bowl was just a fucking all-star game.
Yeah,
so they're like, ah, it's just our victory lap.
Yeah,
but the Super Bowl was San Francisco versus Dallas, and to have all the San Francisco fans there,
it is amazing how much the Cowboys are like the Raiders. It's like you guys.
The same team, so it's like no matter what, people will still like them. The Jets are the same way.
But it's also that you had these glorious years for decades, and then your owner got too old.
Turkish Empire.
And he can't make the right decisions, and he's just too proud to admit it, and he's just going to drive that brand into the ground.
Yeah.
And it's just, and you're going to have to wait for that dude to die because he's not going to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to sell it. Here, I'm making a bold prediction right now, and you want to hear it? The Patriots do not make the playoffs.
Hmm. Really?
I'm going to say it right now.
No man. Way.
There's a couple reasons.
What's
some inside scoop that I can't go into.
Yeah.
And the fact that that defense is even worse than it was last year. That defense is crap. People forget that that defense was historically bad last year.
I can see that scenario.
I'm saying
they didn't look like the Patriots. They didn't look like the Patriots.
I'll agree with that. The fucking Miami Dolphins. How was Miami last year? Are they any good?
They're all right.
Can you whisper in what you know?
Yeah, well, tell us what
in
you know.
In his ear.
Whisper into the mic so everyone can hear.
I'll just say that I'm not saying I know anything. I'm not saying that what is or isn't true, but I will say this. Remember when Wes Welker got busted for what is it, Molly and fucking.
You mean?
And,
do you remember 2 weeks ago?
Yeah. But I don't remember talking about it with Ari.
Yeah.
You know, he's kind of dressed like a circus clown. Yeah. He looked like he was on to something.
Molly
Welker.
He was with Brady. All those pictures of those two together.
So you think Brady was?
I'm saying if he
and so that his lack of Molly now is holding him back.
Yes,
I think he needs more Molly.
Oh wow!
I think he's gonna have a. I'm gonna say this. I think Tom Brady's gonna have a little stretch where he's gonna be able to do all the Molly he wants.
Wow.
You know, there's a rumor circulating saying, you know, don't be surprised if Brady tests positive for that. Which it would be the biggest shitstorm right now.
Wow.
Before we get into the Ray Rice thing and talk about that for the next fucking 90 minutes. But that would be a shitstorm for the NFL.
Four games, no Brady.
Their main guy, the fucking, if that happened, he's the poster child for what the NFL looks like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, it's Peyton Manning more, so.
But Brady's better looking.
Brady
he's the
is
fucking.
Is a god. I mean,
no, he is a god. He's up there with Jeets. Jeets.
You know what I mean?
100%.
I mean,
100%.
Squeaky clean, never gets a DUI. Total leader. Good looking guy. On the cover of GQ. On the cover of.
Banging.
Got a model
top
for a wife.
Four puss in the, world.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Giselle, when he met her, Giselle. Before he knocked her up.
He knocked Giselle up.
Yeah, they've had two kids, I think.
Ew, well, she must be ruined now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Before that.
It's like, you know when Derek Rose lost a half a step? And you're like, well, it's not so much, but like to that position, it really matters.
Yeah.
If she gains, like, 6 pounds of baby weight.
Yeah.
That's it. She's done.
Because, you know, we've said this before, Victoria's Secret models have replaced Playmates as the hottest people on the planet. Mm-hmm. Like, Victoria's Secret models are another level of, like, cyborg pussy.
Oh, yeah.
That nobody...
Because they're model... They're, like, kind of model hot, but they're also,
like,
curvy.
Let me ask you something. If
sexy.
You... The hottest Victoria's Secret model...
Sure.
If she said, I'm going to drink tequila all night.
Okay.
I want to fart in your face the next morning, and you can eat my asshole.
Right.
Would you do it?
Giselle?
The hottest one right now.
What?
She's going to drink tequila all night.
I'm going to fart in your face what?
Uh-huh. And then you can eat my asshole the next day.
Where does it go bad? What's the bad part?
Where she farts in your face. Like bad tequila fart.
Oh. What's, so that's like some shitty. I like him after out of the shower.
Is that the
we're
bad
not getting
part?
Out of the shower?
No.
I'm not doing
I mean,
it.
It's so hot.
I'm not doing it.
It's guys, the hottest sorry, ass on the planet.
I'm not doing it. But it's all
dirty. What am I missing here? What's the bad? Where does it get bad?
I'm not doing it.
Am I missing something here?
It's because it's all night, Tebow. It's because it's all night.
Yeah, she can't shower the next day.
You know, shit.
She's going to be doing shots, probably railing, probably some black nuts pounding that a-hole at some point.
Yeah. Wait, black nuts are fucking on the ass during it? What are you talking about?
Well, you know, they're like, take your nuts, those unholy nuts, and they're black. So when you bone, I'm sure there's this kind of like fucking like this wrecking ball of black nuts going into their buttholes at some point.
Oh, they fuck missionary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you have to eat that butt.
So that my nuts would fit
in that. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So then, and then she farts in my face.
Yeah.
And I eat her ass.
Yeah.
And then...
That's it.
Nothing bad happens?
Yeah, besides you've eaten a dirty butthole that was nailed by black nuts.
Right, and then...
Okay, so you're in.
I did that before you added the nuts.
Yeah, 100%. I would eat her asshole.
Of course I would.
Before the black nuts. After the black nuts, I got to move on. yeah,
let me call Brody real quick and talk to him about the Royals.
Alright.
Because that to me is the best story in baseball right now.
You want to jump from football to
baseball?
I want to
test this phone is really what I want
to
do.
I just want to talk to you about the guy that owns the Hawks.
Renee, you tell me if you can hear this.
Yeah,
and we'll talk about
that.
Baseball.
I can hear it.
Can you guys hear it in there?
Yeah, we can hear it in here. But.
Okay. Yeah, I can hear it. It's coming through.
Brody, you just said call me.
Oh, this totally works, dude.
What?
This works.
Hey, everybody. Steven. Brody. Steven. Yes.
Fucking idiot.
Enjoy it.
At the tone, please record your message. You ugly twat.
Jesus, Brody.
It'd be funny if, like, you...
Is he on that Fox Sports 1 show?
Yes.
That's so incredible. Yeah.
Everybody that works on the whole crew used to be the crew, or Red Zone used to be the crew of Best Am.
Yeah.
So they all know Brody and they all love Brody. So every day, every Sunday, they're like, dude, what's up with Brody?
Really?
And they're the ones that told me that he got that show. They had heard before. Brody's on some Fox Sports show.
So do you want to talk Ray Rice? Or what do we want to do?
Yeah, let's talk about Ray Rice.
Okay.
So what happened? First it came out that he was. That he hit his wife.
Yes.
Right?
They had a video of him dragging her out of an elevator. She's unconscious.
We hadn't seen the elevator video yet. So
right.
Everybody, and then they give the 2-game suspension. So what?
And people were upset, like, oh, 2-game suspension, but this guy gets 6 games for that, but he punched his wife in the face.
Another important part of the story. So they do a whole investigation. That's all they know. He admit that he's, you know, struck her. I believe he says open hand, whatever. Says she fell down, knocked her head, and was knocked out. He's dragging her out. He gets a 2-game suspension. In the interim, before he gets his final hearing with the suspension, they get married.
Oh.
Well, it's not even
his fiancé.
He didn't get married for that.
I'm just hanging on because I definitely want to go somewhere with this.
He already had.
They were engaged. Oh, here's Brody.
Here's Brody.
Brody, you're on Punch Drunk Sports with Ari Shaffir.
Hey, I was driving, and I got attacked.
Who attacked you, Brody?
Who attacked you?
Ari, you called me an idiot. Words matter. Oh. Words are thoughts are things. Now I'm bummed out.
I said I'll call you in a minute, and then I called you in a minute, and you didn't answer.
Well, I thought my phone was on vibrate.
Yeah, but you answered the text.
I answered the text because the text popped up. Then I put my headphones on and I got in my car and I was waiting for the phone to vibrate.
And what happened?
It didn't vibrate.
Okay, we got to talk to AT&T then or Apple.
Yeah, let's blame that one on the fat man.
Yeah.
And you should have said, "What now? Oh, I'm under so much fucking stress."
Why are you under stress?
Where are you, Bertie?
Because I'm flying all over the country. I'm doing a ton of things. I'm getting asked to do more than what other people are doing.
Yeah.
I'm spread thin, and I'm sorry I didn't have my phone on vibrate. Sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry I called you an idiot. I apologize.
Ari was in a bad place. He just yelled at a guy who was overweight for like a half an hour.
For like a while.
Okay, who? Jonah Hill?
We're not that famous,
Brody. Hey, Jonah Hill's a fan of this show, Brody.
Oh, yes, he's a good guy. I just know he's changing.
Okay, Brody, let me ask you a question.
You got it. I'm here. Right here.
Baseball correspondent, Royals, what do you think? I'm hoping they make it. What do you think their chances are?
I think their chances are good. I want to see it. I like the colors, the team that they have. They have a great stadium. They have some exciting players. They have some...
Is it not that guy, Gordon?
Alex Gordon, he's good. He's really coming into his own. great third baseman. He's gritty. They got a bunch of those guys, like Billy Buckner, Alex Gordon.
Billy Buckner's on that team?
What's that?
Billy Buckner's in the Royals?
Jesus. I just spit out the window. Billy Butler.
Oh, Billy Butler.
Butler, he's like a bald guy. And then, I don't know a ton of their players.
Yeah.
But I know they have Alex Gordon. There's another good guy.
And what about the Dodgers? What about the Dodgers? What are their chances for the playoffs and making it to the World Series?
Oh, I think the Dodgers are going to make the playoffs.
But I mean, how far are they going to go? That's the expectations with the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Renee, you think they're going to make the playoffs?
Yeah, they'll make the playoffs for sure. How far they get is another story. Their offense needs to keep... I mean, they've won four in a row now. I'm going to the game tonight, getting my Babe Ruth bobblehead.
Oh, really?
Nice.
Babe Ruth.
Why are you jerking off invisible dicks?
When did Babe Ruth play for the Dodgers?
No, he was a first base coach in the 1930s. That's how he ended his career. He was a
oh, really?
Player for like...
So they're allowed to give a bobblehead because
so
of that?
So now they're giving away a bobblehead.
With a third base coach jersey on?
Yeah.
Number 3B. It's Babe Ruth.
It's like Michael Jordan.
This?
Yeah. He's like, he's standing like this.
Giving like a ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, to stop.
That's like a Michael Jordan Wizards jersey.
My girlfriend got all sad because you called our picture gay. She's like... That picture of you guys kissing at the comedy store is more gay than the fucking picture that we took at Dodger Stadium. That's funny.
Girls are sensitive.
All right. Brody, well, thank you. We just wanted to talk about...
I didn't even get to tell you about the Dodgers.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Go off. Go on.
Come on, man.
Go on.
I think the Dodgers, they need to, get to the World Series.
Yes.
They don't have to win the World Series. I'd like to see them do it. That would be beautiful. But if they don't get to the World Series, the season's a disappointment.
I agree.
That's the way I look at it.
I agree.
Let me ask you something, Ari. I mean, different Jew. Sorry. Let me ask you something, Brody. Did Nick Coletti mess up by not trading one of the top prospects for someone like Price?
It's Ned Coletti.
Ned Coletti.
I mean, it would have been nice to get David Price. I don't know what prospect they would have given up. Maybe Jock Peterson, that kid. I would have liked to have seen that trade, but the Dodgers do have a pretty good starting rotation. But again, but I'm happy. I like, obviously Kershaw. You've got Greinke. You've got the Asian guy. Hopefully, at number four... there's a couple good guys that can step up into that. Heron, maybe this new guy, Frias. But the deal is...
Heron seems to be picking up, right? Would you say, Heron, after that horrible run of like 8 games or so where he couldn't get a pitch over the plate without getting smacked, he seems to have been on a nice little run lately.
He's inconsistent.
Yeah, he's a guy who's been there. He's pitching the playoffs. He's smart. He gives up a lot of home runs, but those are like... solo shots, and I just feel like the Dodgers, they may not be the most fundamentally sound team. They're very emotional. They're up and down. But it's that kind of thing that can, get them. That's the kind of stuff, the weirdness that can, like, take you, like the 88 team. Nobody they're supposed to be terrible. They're a joke, and they won the whole thing. So... I feel like the Dodgers, there's something there. It's just a lot of moving parts, but if they can all connect together at this one time, I think they could do something.
Is Puig in a slump, or is this a sign of either
he's actually going to be?
This might be who he is. Maybe he's partying too much. I hear he's like, he's taking pictures of him on Instagram. And all the fans are like, dude, go home. Seriously. Stay home! You don't need to be stacking white chicks.
Yeah, he's young. He needs to mature. I think that will happen naturally.
He's an immigrant with fucking millions.
He's too talented to have this stuff happen.
What about his swing, Brody? His swing. Is he wide? I was listening to the broadcast the other day. They say he has a wide swing. And that's the reason he's striking out a lot. It's a long, wide swing, and it's not a compact swing. Any feelings on that?
I think, you want to be tight, compact, short to the ball.
Ball.
Hitting's it's a lot of it's just mental. I know he's working with the coaches. He got Mark McGwire there. He got a hit last night. I don't know. You know, it's his swing is long. You know, mentally, maybe he's tired. Maybe he is going out too much. But maybe it could just be sophomore slump. It happens. But, you know, yeah, you're right, Sam.
Brody.
He's going out too much.
Can you do me a favor? Can you make a plea to all the white women of Los Angeles to please stop partying with Puig?
If you care about the Dodgers,
yeah,
leave Puig alone till the off season.
Yeah, and just a quick little plea to them.
Where are the white women at?
Yeah.
Did he get hot white chicks?
Of course he does.
Yeah, man.
What a great life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Born in Dominica or Cuba or wherever the fuck else he was born.
And there's a great story with that, too. You know the whole story.
No.
Well, I'll tell you once when you get off with the...
Yeah, it's crazy. But they gave him $42 million. Yeah, he went from, you know, playing baseball with milk cartons on his hands to having $40 million. So
yeah.
It's a lot. And like I said, maybe they can line it all up for this next month. And either way, it's going to be exciting.
Okay.
Well, Brody, they call you the Puig of comedy because you're so busy.
And when you got to LA, it took everybody by storm. That's all anybody could talk about as soon as you started in the LA comedy scene. Fucking Wester Bruco.
Yeah, bro.
Back in the day, but you know what I'm looking forward to? September 11th. Crazy girls, you got it.
You got weed for everybody, Brody. I'm going to take care of you. It's going to be a fun show.
I'll be there.
All right, buddy. You're the best. Thanks, Conan. Brody Stevens, everybody.
Never forget.
I knew it. I had a little extra stuff.
Never
forget. You know the story of how we got here, right?
No, how?
Like, the Mexican mafia got him into the country.
No way.
And they want... They're like... Hey, man, you owe us money.
Yeah?
Yeah. The guy who made the deal, I think, like, is dead. They took him out because they couldn't get their money. Like, I wouldn't doubt if there comes a time down the line where the mob is like, after Puig retires, they're like, hey, punto. Boom, boom! They go, because that was the whole deal. They're going to smuggle him into the country, and they get a percentage of what he did. And it's crazy shit.
Wow.
If you don't fuck with the Mexican mob, they don't give two shits.
Hey, Mexican mob, Punch-Unk wants a piece of you.
I don't. Mexican mob.
Why is that scared of you?
What is
give him your address.
What is the background here
it's
today?
We're in an elevator.
It's an elevator?
Yeah. In honor of Ray Rice.
Oh, nice.
God.
I was like, what is that? This is only this handling.
Mm-hmm.
So how was that?
I thought it sounded good.
That was good. Yeah, it sounded all right. I mean, it's not 100%. All right.
Not
100%. Right, yeah. But you figure in a week.
How did it sound over the speakers?
It sounded good. I mean, you can understand them. You can understand what he's saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
Oh, God. It's embarrassing. I mean,
but who knows how long it's going to be like this for, you know?
Yeah. It's embarrassing.
Shit's getting crazy out there.
You guys can blame me for that.
No, dude, it's okay.
I blame you.
I blame James. I blame James for everything.
Back to this thing. They get married.
Oh yeah, Ray Rice. We're back to Ray Rice.
Then they have a press conference together where she apologizes for her part in it.
Yeah. Oh really?
And he never once in this press conference says he hit her. It's implied. Everybody knows it, but it never actually says.
Didn't say the words because
he apologizes. Whatever. I'm taking all these sensitivity class. He gets to a game that on the day of. The day before or the day after week one, so the day of Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
TMZ releases the video.
TMZ has some hard-hitting stuff sometimes.
Inside the elevator, which
they
essentially...
They went after it. They have deep pockets, TMZ. Oh, yeah.
Here's my argument.
What?
Is this. And the NFL, then the NFL, well, wrap up, the NFL claims...
They never saw it.
Never saw it. And this is horrific. And
Adam Scheffler was going
and
crazy.
You know the rest. He
Adam
Scheffler
was like, bullshit, you didn't see it. Fuck you, the NFL.
Yeah. All she does is come, he hits her.
So I have two things.
No, that's not what happened, dude.
What happened?
What happened is they go into the elevator. Yeah. He stands on the side. She says something. He gets close. She does a flap like that.
Yep.
And he clocks her.
Slaps his arm.
But she is coming towards him. She's walking
So she clocks him. He goes back. She goes, what the fuck? Runs back. And he just goes, I mean, with these big ham hocks.
This is Ray Rice.
Boom! And, dude, she goes down. And it's like Mark Munoz when he got knocked out. He hit his knee, and he knocks himself out again.
Yeah.
She gets knocked out. She hits the railing, knocks herself out even. Boom, and then goes down.
Oh, really?
But here's where, and it, that's horrible.
Yeah.
But it gets even worse.
What's worse? So then, he has sex with her like that?
Yeah, right there.
That would be hilarious.
So then, Game of Thrones-y. This guy, Teflon Comic, we're going to call you from now on. Teflon Comic. So then, the door's open, and he's like, oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah.
He picks her up like
a bag of potatoes.
Like a bag of potatoes, pulls her out, right?
Just drops her like a dead body.
Drops her?
Yeah.
Just like
plops her on the ground.
Where's the elevator?
But that video we had.
Hold on.
Yeah.
But the crazy thing, you see her like, he like gets up and he kind of like scoots her foot out. Like,
so
it's
the
like
elevator door
you're trying to get
shut.
The rug out of your fucking, out of your door,
out
just
out
like, boom, pushes it out like that.
Wow.
I mean, dude, listen to me.
And then they got married.
When we sat there, when we were talking, and I don't want people to misconstrue what we, and I don't know how to spell that, what we said last week for what we're saying now, okay? The reason people said something had to happen in that elevator, because they only gave them two games. And then we just saw this Beyonce sister and Jay-Z thing where that chick went nuts on Jay-Z and he's just like, what?
Well, Eric Griffin had a joke about it. He goes, you're not supposed to hit a woman. You're supposed to walk away. You're supposed to walk away. And he goes, where? They're on an elevator.
Yeah.
Where are you supposed to walk to?
So that yeah.
Limited amount of space.
Because everyone assumes something happens in that elevator.
So
and when you
happened?
See what really happens.
Not much.
She didn't do anything. And that's what jail's meant for. These guys who, anybody who just... uncalled for violence out of nowhere. When I was with Mike Young in Florida many moons ago, me, Steve Renzizi, this has to be like 11 years ago, me, Steve Renzizi, Mike Young, and we're doing we're at this club and we're dancing with these chicks, and the girl I was with just kind of looks up in horror, and I turn around and Mike Young's face is just blood.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
And what happened was Mike Young was so good at picking up chicks, he picked up this girl who had a boyfriend. She went to the show, then went to the club where her and her boyfriend normally hangs out. Somebody called him and go, hey, your girl's hanging with this guy. And he just walked up and just started dropping bombs on Mike Young. Like, it's Mike Young's fault.
Right.
That's the guy who goes in jail that doesn't even go, hey, dude, what the fuck, man? Just starts out of nowhere, just starts swinging on people.
Yeah.
That, like, ultra violence like that, which is what you see in this elevator.
Wow, really?
My thing about the NFL is, do you think TMZ has half...
Can you play the video?
...the money?
Renee?
Do you think TMZ has half the money the NFL does?
No.
Not even close.
No, the NFL...
I'm saying if you think the NFL... I guarantee you, has about 20 Ray Donovans.
Didn't see the videos of one of their stars.
Oh, dude, the NFL has
they're
20
talking about
Ray Donovans.
That. They have former FBI agents who work on their payroll.
Really? That you don't think they couldn't? TMZ could get their hands on that video, but the NFL hasn't seen it.
They haven't paid taxes in 30 years.
What happens is, dude, they saw that.
I
went to him.
You got it?
Some scary Ray Donovan guys sat them down and go, you guys are going to get married.
Here we go.
Oh, my God.
This is from the start, though. This isn't even... They just got in the elevator. Elevator
fast
closed.
Forward to right. So.
Here's the thing, dude.
Yeah.
This
is savage. Here's the thing, what?
This old lady almost gets in the elevator.
Oh,
no, that's not it. Somebody just must be talking. Just do TMZ Sports. That's
it?
Give me a second. This old lady almost gets in the elevator. She goes and you see her kind of go.
When she's out or before it happened?
Oh, as they get in, you see her, she's about to go in, and then she kind of just walks off.
Because she sees a giant black man?
Probably.
Probably.
She would have got punched, too. She would have got knocked the fuck out. He would have got a punch tear.
All right, let's try this one.
Okay. Wow, he looks like... Is that his fucking draft picture?
No. Here it is.
Yeah, it is.
Watch this, Ari.
God.
So she says something. He does something. Boom! He punches her.
Ooh.
Then watch this. Bam, bam!
Oh, he punched her again.
He punches her twice. Boom, knocks her, hits her head, goes down. Watch it. And then watch this.
Oh, my God. Dragging her out.
Boom. Watch this when he kicks her leg. Watch this.
Yeah, just.
But today, the league said it hadn't seen video of this.
She says something, bam.
Even though Rice himself said this.
I think Roger Goodell has everything that the court system has.
The incident took place in February.
Watch this old lady. They didn't show it.
You can see Rice hit.
There she goes.
Charges back at him.
And the door wasn't even closed when he swings.
Well, see, it wasn't like he was premeditated planning to punch her.
Well, you don't know what being said right there. Not that anything she said deserved that, but
he punched her. He punched her once, and she's like, "How dare you?" Because she comes at him. Mistake.
Right.
You're leading with your hands down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're gonna get that kind of distance, distance. You gotta have your hands up, or you gotta be swinging on
the
offensive.
You gotta keep your chin tight too.
Well, dude, if you ever watch chicks fighting on YouTube, they don't know anything about sizing up.
They don't know form.
They just go straight and they just grab hair, and all they are is trying to make you ugly. That's all girls want to do. I'm gonna make you ugly.
You ever see that video with the shovel?
Oh yeah,
shovel's great.
It's the best sound.
Bang, bang, bang. And then she starts crying.
Yeah. Let's do this. She goes, "I don't even want to fight." Let's
go. I feel like everybody watching that fight had the same reaction. Like
shovel
watching,
girl?
Like, "Oh shit, yeah, yeah. Oh damn, fuck."
But dude, how much do you think Ray Rice is 5'10"? How much do you think he weighs?
240.
210.
Like 220 ish.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a thick dude.
Yeah.
Didn't that's he go to jail for murder already?
No, that's another black guy on the Ravens.
Who was that?
Ray Rice. Ray Lewis.
Oh, Ray Lewis.
Yeah, I think good job, Art. The Baltimore Ravens should never draft anyone named Ray. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Tweet that.
So, man, I can't believe, I don't believe for a minute the NFL never saw that fucking thing. They wanted to make this go away as fast as they could.
In the NFL's mind, they saw the video of him dragging her out of the
Everybody had seen.
And said, okay, based on that, we're giving you 2 games. But not even like maybe she passed out on her own? How do they know
what happened? No, he admitted that what it was.
And so they didn't even think maybe this video of the in the elevator.
They had to have had it. There's no way they didn't. They just didn't want it to leak.
Make a phone call.
They just didn't want it to leak.
Because they thought they'd get away with it for 2 games. And now the Ravens have dropped him?
Yeah.
But let me ask you something, dude. If at 2 games they're getting ripped.
Do they sign him back?
No. They're getting ripped. Yeah. Not the NFL is getting ripped for the 2-game suspension.
Yes.
If you really think, and I agree, common sense says they saw that video.
Here's what I think. Common sense does say they saw the video. He shouldn't be suspended at all. That's not an NFL problem. That's an off the field problem. He should be arrested. The law enforcement should talk about it. But he didn't.
So you think Michael?
Yeah,
Vick,
but
he didn't miss his duties at work.
No. Yeah, but there's a conduct. There's a conduct code. Uh-huh. It's a corporate guy, dude. It's a corporate. If you're a teacher,
what's a violation for violating the conduct code? First offense.
Depends what it is.
Well, that's the whole thing. They said within the agreement it was 2 games.
Yeah.
You know, they almost have like a hearing over it. So they do that. He gets 2 games. Everybody freaks the fuck out.
This is not
because of
and
course, and
the
they
video.
Just suspended. But it's a video of him dragging her out of a.
But same thing with Michael Vick. People are like, he should be killed. He should be done. They should do to him what they did to those dogs. And you're like, actually, we have punishments that are set up for that, and it's not capital punishment.
Right.
You
know,
you can't add a fucking way harsher crime because
you care. But Ari, Ari.
It's 2 years in jail or a year in jail.
I always say this. When you're dealing with corporations, it's a whole different thing, dude. What you're talking about is like rights to work and all this shit.
Yeah.
We're talking corporations. When you get on the corporate tip, there is a certain... There's certain expectations. You represent that corporation and that corporation's trademark and brand, and they want to protect that. And even though your rights to say and do whatever you want, they have the right to be like, you do not represent our brand the way we want.
Well, that's only because of the collective bargaining agreement they had.
But that's just anything.
No,
it's
you can't do that for anything. You can't just fire somebody for saying, oh, you cheated on your wife, we're firing you. You can't do that.
You can't just fire somebody. They put stuff in clauses that says if your conduct does not reflect
for public things.
They can.
Yeah, I don't think that's right.
Like the guy who ran HBO.
Yeah.
He got busted.
Yeah.
For smacking his wife around.
Yeah. And then HBO fired him?
Yeah, even though it was the golden age of HBO.
Yeah.
HBO hasn't been able to get back there. They're kind of getting out with Game of Thrones and maybe that nerd show, maybe. But Game of Thrones is close. They haven't been able to hit anything close to what they were before when everything was cooking with gas. But they got rid of him because he got busted smacking his wife around.
Wow. Yeah.
So listen, do you guys want to take a quick break?
Yeah, we got to call the Cowboy at 2:10.
Okay, call him. I have to leave a little early today, so because okay. I got a couple.
At 2:10 or 1:10?
1:10.
Okay, so let's take a quick break. We'll take a 5-minute break and we'll come back.
Okay.
PunchDrunkSports.com. The website is great. I'm working on some changes, but it is great. The articles are good. I'm telling you, man, how long have we had this new version?
Couple months, man.
It's cooking with gas, dude. Go there. If you got some, you know, you got school supplies, you got anything, school's going to start up in at your local university, you need a computer, you need something, go on there, use the Amazon links. Use our Amazon link.
That's great.
Yeah, help us out. And Caveman Coffee, check that out. Got great coffee.
We got banners for all of it.
Banners. Yeah. Check it out. Promo code PunchDrunkSports and get 10% up. Off. Help us help you. Ari's big show tonight, my big show.
This really looks like an elevator.
Now you know, guys.
Yeah, now you know.
What do you guys want to get into? We got your boy about to call in. This is very exciting. Can we talk? Do we want to talk Joe Rogan real quick?
Let's hear it.
Okay. As you know, Joe Rogan is good friends of ours.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan recently made a comment, most likely on his Joe Rogan Experience, that John Jones would be bigger and more popular if he was white, and that Aryan people do not like cocky black people and do not support that. And I want to see if you guys felt that's true.
See, I think I remember when Anderson Silva was about to take the title, you know, not having even taken it yet. I remember telling his manager, but you could see like, oh, this guy's dominant. Like, he might be a champion soon. I remember telling his manager, like, dude, teach him English. Because if there's one thing the UFC needs that I can see from back then, it's an attractive black champion.
Okay, I will agree with you. And then someone brought that up.
But then John Jones is that guy.
Here's my opinion on, I don't necessarily agree because he's black that people don't like him. I just think that.
I think they like him more because of it. Now, we're all obviously discussing not Rogan's right to say that stuff or
whatever. No, he can say whatever he wants to. We're discussing the validity of the statement.
I disagree. I think he's more popular because he's black.
I agree with you.
I think this country actually
likes
black athletes.
We love black athletes.
I think we prefer our athletes almost black.
I just wish he was better at talking trash.
And can I tell you
he was more charismatic.
I'm just dying.
Barry Sanders is a problem.
All I'm asking.
You
know?
Would you say Barry Sanders?
Yeah.
Great example.
It was like you couldn't really get behind him.
You ask him a question and he'd just be like, yeah.
Glad we
won. Like, okay, thanks.
I'm dying to get in front of, just talk to Ronda Rousey and talk to Jon Jones. Go, listen, I'm a stand-up comedian. I do some dark stuff on stage.
Yeah.
All you have to do is what after whatever you say is give a smirk or a smile.
Oh yeah, like Sebastian learned how to do.
It goes so far. I mean, you know who does that all the time? Daniel Tosh. Daniel Tosh.
Sebastian too. He used to be all angry, and people he just like smirked, and people like, oh, it was a huge fix.
That's what I do.
Once in a while, and people like, oh, you're not really angry. Okay,
yeah,
okay,
I'll say something. I'll just give some funny smile, and just be like, yeah. And it just it's so psychological.
I think all women should not be allowed to drink. Because of the rape laws, you should not be allowed to have more than one drink.
Yeah.
And just, like, smile a little bit.
Yeah, no, he's having fun. You know, because people are monkeys throwing shit against the wall. Yeah. Ronda Rousey's the best. She can talk all the smack she wants. If she just smirked a little bit and said, yeah,
have a good time.
That's it. Instead of looking like I'm the serious motherfucker up here.
Yeah. A buddy of mine brought up a good point and said, if Ray Rice fought Ronda Rousey, it would be the biggest pay-per-view event of all times ever.
And she would get murdered.
$100
She'd
for
get
it.
Murdered, and it'd be too quick.
She would get murdered. Because she's going to run at him.
I would download the 30-second clip later.
Yeah, right?
Uh-huh.
And including another victory for men.
Including, are you ready? Are you ready? Holding for them to lock the gate. I include that part.
Uh-huh.
I was like, all right, let's go. That whole thing would be 30
boom.
Seconds before
all
the
knockout. All you gotta do is just keep.
And he gets off.
Uh-huh. Just try hit her with one of those hammers. It's just too big.
Yeah.
She might have a chance.
She could get him down. If he was on his back, he could knock her out.
She could hip toss him, fucking get him in a choke or something.
She could get him down, but if she gets him in side control, he's fucking punching her in the face.
She got a chance against Floyd Mayweather. Because one, he has glass hands.
Yeah.
That's a big problem with him.
Yeah,
he's got glass hands. And he's a smaller dude. Ray Rice is a chunk of black muscle.
Yeah. How are you supposed to choke him out when you can't get your
hands? Yeah, there's no neck to choke.
Yeah, it's like I need two people to choke him.
Dude, try arm barring that guy. He's just gonna do it to one fucking
he's doing push ups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not gonna arm bar that dude.
Uh-huh. Curls with their entire body.
Uh-huh.
It's a okay. So, what time are you supposed to call?
Let's call right now.
All right.
So, wait. Do we know who he's fighting and when?
Eddie Alvarez.
When? 178.
When is that?
It's this month.
This month.
It's a good fight too.
I'll get the date.
He's
right.
He's on the Demetrius.
Demetrius Johnson. He's the co-main.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be a great fight.
Yeah.
Let me find him.
Especially
no, it's
Alvarez.
A good lineup. I want to get into who's the guy talking shit about him? What was his name?
Ask him what he
Bobby
thinks
Green.
About the Ray Rice thing.
Bobby Green.
Oh, I'm going to.
Bobby Green was.
Are you
going to
ask him about Bobby Green?
Yeah, we'll ask him about Bobby Green.
Saying all that he says racist stuff. I don't want to get him in trouble though.
He's racist. No, don't bring up the racist stuff.
Yeah,
yeah, that's Bobby Green. Don't bring it up.
Second time we talked to him.
Yeah.
Let's develop a relationship.
Will you do the intro?
Yeah. Cowboy.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, man? It's Ari. I'm here with my co-host Sam and Teeb.
What's up, buddy?
What's going on?
Thank you for calling. Thank you for taking time out of your day from training to fucking talk to us. How's it going?
Can you hear me? I'm driving in my truck. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah,
we got you great.
All right, cool.
People love to call into the show while they're driving.
Yeah, while they're driving, it's one of our favorite things. So not really taking the time out of the day. dude, we're excited for your fight. We're super fucking stoked.
Well, I'm super excited. So, I don't know. I got the best seat in the house this bitch, so I can't wait.
Is that guy Green still trying to talk trash? Or has he moved on?
There hasn't been any trash talk that I'm aware of at all, you know? I don't really know.
Yeah. Well, fair enough.
Now, you're welcoming Eddie Alvarez to UFC
178.
When you got the call, did you make the call to fight him, or did the UFC call you to try to set that fight up?
Yeah, so first I was supposed to fight Khabib. And then he got hurt like literally 20 minutes after he signed the deal. So then they told me, well, you're fighting, we don't know who. And I was like, all right, cool. And they called me and told me I was fighting Bobby Green. And then about 3 weeks later, they called me and said, will you really fight anybody? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, all right, cool. And then I found out on Twitter I was fighting Eddie Alvarez. So that's how that went.
Oh, that's going to be great.
Wow, that's crazy.
Twitter broke the news, man. What a great...
Twitter broke the news.
Yeah, let me ask you a question. Have you seen the Ray Rice video?
I have not. I,
I think the thing I saw yesterday.
Okay.
The elevator scene.
Okay, you're the expert because you're a UFC fighter. What was break down his form in that?
Oh, Jesus, sorry.
That was a power hook to the face.
Power hook to the face.
Yeah. With the left.
Left hook.
Yeah. Say it again, and you're going to get hit, bitch, and then she did it again.
I mean, she goes in with her hands down. I don't understand. There's no protection there at all.
The best part of the whole video is when you're just dragging her out of
there. I know, man. You're like, what the hell?
Jesus Christ.
What the hell?
Yeah, and he kicks her foot out of the way. Yes. Hey, UFC doesn't have any...
I didn't really know any of that was even going on. My coaches were sitting there watching it, and I was like, what are y'all watching? And they showed it to me. I was like, oh, shit. So, it was good.
UFC doesn't have any conduct clause, does it?
What's that?
UFC doesn't have a conduct clause.
Of course
does it? Does it really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
They've gotten rid of people for tweets they put out about that guy who fighting at a girl.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's ridiculous.
Matt Matrone got kicked out for like a short time.
So if you
yeah, they will definitely get you for bad conduct or misbehaving or just doing all kinds of crazy shit. So it didn't really bother me too much with it, but
yeah. So you're not set up as like a goody two shoes, which is nice. It's like
up on the show.
we're not gonna ask you when you punched a girl. So if you go into a club and bring a gun, like a regular Saturday night, and shoot it off a little bit,
yeah,
then they'll be mad at you.
They could be.
I'm sure. Oh. They could be. Yeah, that's not a typical Saturday night for me though, so I should be all right.
Yeah, I guess they're not gonna ban you for drinking beer.
Do you miss that part of MMA? Like, because you've been in the game for a while. Like, back in the day, it was kind of like outlaws. Now it's getting more and more corporate. Does it get harder knowing what you can or can't do?
You guys there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Say it again, Sam.
I don't know what happened there.
You've been in an MMA game for a while, and it kind of started out as like all the MMA fighters, they were real characters, they were outlaws, and now it's gotten really corporate. Is it hard to tell what you can or can't do?
I'm with you. I think everybody's a bunch of fucking cupcakes lately, man. It's driving me crazy. Like, they stub their toe and pull out of a fight. And it's like, come on.
Yeah.
So,
You think people pull out, not specifics, but you think people pull out of fights too easily?
I think people want to pretend they're big and bad and they'll fight anybody. So they take the fight, and then they're like, yeah, we'll take the fight, and then we'll just get hurt, you know? Because getting hurt isn't pulling out of a fight, you know what I'm saying? There's like a loophole there.
Right.
I think the UFC needs to start putting, like, okay, you're hurt, bitch? Fucking prove it, you know what I mean? Like, let me see the MRI, or let me see the broken fucking bone, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I think needs to happen. Yeah, you can't just keep saying, oh, my pussy's hurt, I can't fight.
If a UFC fighter besides the girls' division said, my pussy hurts, I can't fight, I'd be like, yeah,
that'd
man, that's a great
best.
Excuse.
That'd be hot. That'd be hot.
What have you fought with? What injuries have you fought with in the best?
Man. Fuck, every single fight, I can't even tell you I've been injured in going into 100%. So,
yeah.
Broken ribs, broken hand.
Jesus.
What was the last fight? Going into the Jim Miller. Oh, yeah, separated my ribs going into Jim Miller fight for our last fight. Couldn't even work out the last 2 weeks of the camp.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that would have stopped some people, right? Somebody would have pulled out on that level.
You know, I was hospitalized in intensive care 10 days before my, goddamn, what is his name? Okay. I can't remember the guy I fought. My stomach, like, rolled. Basically, I call it like a horse would, and I had to go out. I was in the ER almost to a surgery, but they had some, like, method where they flushed water down me and unspun my valves 10 days before I fought.
Wow.
So, just, yeah, just, so I am, man. I don't give a shit.
I love how many fights you've been in. I've been in like 3 fights, and I remember all of their names.
Yes.
Yeah.
two
of them were women.
Well, they shouldn't have come in front of me at Starbucks. Fuck yeah, man. Well, we wish you the best of luck. We're really, really going to be pulling for you.
Totally rooting for you, cowboy.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for the pull, and I'll be fucking trying to give it all I got. That's all I can do.
Yeah, as soon as you retire, let's smoke some weed.
Hey, come to Colorado and bring you some good shit.
I know. I live in New York now, and it's fucking garbage.
Is it bad?
It's garbage, man.
It's
more
bad.
Yeah, and the weed in New York is terrible. Colorado's got it right.
We bought these edibles now. That's like the new thing. You know, I'm not a big smoker, but drinking or eating, it's like I'm a different high, so.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know they're going to sell edibles at the Colorado Rocky games?
No shit.
Just get baked and watch baseball.
Till the 4th inning. That's the only way you can watch it. It's so boring.
I'm with you. I'm fucking with you.
Totally right.
So dude, have you ever watched like a football or MMA fight and then switch over to baseball? It is like shifting gears from 5th to 1st gear. Oh. Like, oh, this is boring.
I can't say I've ever watched baseball on TV in my life, ever. Never.
It's the playoffs. I can watch it.
Yeah, because it's a chess match. Yeah. Well, I'm excited. I think it's a. I think you got a great fight. I'm really excited about you. Is it exciting that you know this guy's coming in with a shitload of hype, and you're the guy that can totally knock the hype train off?
I don't even think about it like that. I don't give a fuck. I just think about me going and getting all that money inside that octagon. That's all I give a shit about. So,
hell yeah.
You sound, the rankings and the hype, I don't care. It doesn't make any difference to me.
You sound like a less redneck Nick Diaz.
Yeah. He absolutely does.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck. Hey, last question. Yeah. What do you think about Randy Couture on Dancing with the Stars?
I haven't seen it.
Me neither. They just announced that he's going to be the guy.
Would you do that?
Fuck yeah, I'd do that.
Get paid or die trying?
That's right.
And those girls are pretty hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Cowboy.
Cowboy, thanks for calling in, man. Good luck. We'll be rooting
for you.
Yeah, man.
Totally rooting for you, brother. Go get it.
Thank you.
He's the one guy that actually likes that the UFC.
Oh, damn it. I didn't even think of it.
He's the one guy on the UFC that actually loves all these fights. Because he's like, I'll fight every fight. I don't care.
And he's fun to watch.
He bangs.
We saw him in Colorado during Rogan's taping, and he came to the bar after the taping. You know, he was there with his...
Does he have like a 4-fight win streak right now or something?
Dude, I don't know. Look up his stats.
I'll look it up.
Yeah. Stat boy. We'll call you stat boy.
Yeah, stat boy.
Jesus. Rogan was like, oh, when do you cut out beer? Like, you know, when do you, cause so many carbs, like, when do you have to stop that? He goes, oh, I don't stop that, man. He goes, what do you mean? He goes, nah, until right before the fight. It's just like, why would I try to stop drinking beer?
That's what I'm saying, the outlaws, man. Yeah. I mean, Chuck Liddell, they caught him.
He's a throwback UFC fighter. I will totally agree with you on that.
Chuck Liddell used to do ecstasy two days before his fight. Yeah.
Really?
It's old Babe Ruth style fight. The old days.
That's a good way to cut weight, I guess. Sweating it out, dancing at the club with a fucking cup on.
Lack of appetite.
Real quick, can we get into this Atlanta Hawks?
First of all, that was our most famous caller.
Is it?
That was so. Rogan called once.
Did Rogan call once?
Yeah, remember he was our pool correspondent, our billiards correspondent.
Yeah.
But that's up there. Yeah, that's a good one.
We should keep getting those people.
Yeah, I'll ask John Jones to do it next time.
I would love, because 607
he's
for life.
John Jones from the 338. Cortland, New York.
269.
Cortland, New York.
What did you want to say, Sammy?
So the Atlanta Hawks, here's...
Oh, yeah, this guy.
Listen to me. Yeah. I want to hear what your take, because I have a totally different take.
I got a third take on my own.
Okay, here's a guy who wanted out. He wanted to sell the
100%.
And he tried to sell it, and nobody,
a year ago, and they wouldn't let him.
Nobody bought it.
Wait!
And then all of a sudden,
you guys are saying he played the
100%.
Reporting myself, I said offensive things in an
he
email.
He tried selling this thing.
It was offensive,
that's
and I should
so
I should be held
awesome.
To the same standards that Donald Sterling should be held at.
That's exactly what happened.
This is a guy that, since it was unanimous, voted Sterling out, saying, "Yeah, you have to go forever." So then found out, oh, I'm a hypocrite. I actually said similar things that. People don't like going to watch basketball games.
No,
with
he's
so many
been
black
wanting out for over a year.
But he goes, I looked at an old email saying,
"Who ratted him out?"
He ratted himself out.
Yeah,
to the NBA commissioners.
He hit up at.
He goes, "Sir, look at this."
I sent an email out, and it was offensive.
Listen, two things happened, and they're two separate.
Oh no, he didn't.
Yes,
forced
this
his
is
hand.
Great.
Yeah.
Wow.
They
wow.
And by the way, what he said was the white fans aren't as comfortable when I play hip hop and have a mostly black audience.
If you read that.
Really?
But listen, what he's saying
is white people are racist. Yeah, they are.
But no, it's not even that, Ari. It is no different than what NBC tries to do when they try to put a million different people on their television to get a broader group of people. What he's saying is we are 27th in attendance. Yeah. And I look at our crowd, and it's all black. Yeah. Why do we only cater to black?
This
how do we expand our audience?
The same thing is what improvs are doing.
How do we market to white people?
When the improvs are near, they found themselves to be a black club, like the one in Denver. There's certain improvs that are just black clubs. And they new manager comes in and goes, hold on. Maybe we should book some different people. What can we do to make this a different kind of crowd, a tipping crowd?
It doesn't matter. It's no different than when someone goes, look at this crowd. It's all white.
Yeah. Right. Hey, what's up? There's a problem. Now, Atlanta is black Atlanta. I mean, Atlanta's
no, 100%.
City.
Yeah. But they're if this guy was selling out all of his games.
Not in revenue, in attendance.
Yeah.
And that is a hard.
They were
that's
one of 14 in the NFL
sports town.
They were
really?
One of
other
four.
Other than baseball, the terrible sports town.
Four teams out of the 30 teams in the NBA did not make a profit last year. Atlanta was one of them.
Wow. And they got even with the kickbacks from the expensive teams. Do they have that still?
Yeah,
that
and they've been making the playoffs.
No, they have that revenue sharing.
Yeah.
This is my. I tell you, you could see Atlanta moving to Seattle
because they need a team.
They need a team.
You'll
do is you're going to move New Orleans to the east, and Atlanta will become.
New Orleans going back to the east. I don't mind that.
Yeah. Then you got dude. You guys are primed for a monster year.
And wait, and Atlanta? Oh, Seattle, I get it.
Yeah, you're just going to be.
We are primed for a monster
year. New Orleans
year.
Is
if
a beast.
We hadn't traded away those fucking picks to Philadelphia for nothing.
Doesn't matter, dude. Your team is solid.
Right.
Yeah.
They're solid. But this, now what Ferry says is something totally different.
Yeah.
What Ferry says is totally different. Now, but this owner, and this is what Mark Cuban was going. He's like, this is a slippery slope. We start pulling people. Because of a race card, you don't know where this is going to go. And the NBA just got used and abused.
And that's what Cuban was saying. He's like, you opened up a can of worms.
This guy saw that the Clippers sold for $2 billion, realized this is the time to sell.
Now, this is what somebody said.
And it's also the time to talk shitty about black people.
Steve Ballmer didn't have to buy the Clippers. Steve Ballmer could have bought for $2 billion, could have bought for $500 million, could have bought the Hawks and just moved them to Seattle.
Yeah, and now I can guarantee you this. If they went to him, hey, you can sell the Clippers now.
Yeah.
For your $2 billion back.
Yeah.
Buy Atlanta and move it to Seattle. He still wouldn't do it. I'm telling you.
Why?
Because he's gonna move to Malibu and realize he's top dog out here, living in sunshine, stacking chicks. And you're like, well, he probably hates traffic. Seattle has awful traffic. He likes Seattle. Everybody likes everywhere else until they move to LA and they're like, unless they get their ass handed to them in Los Angeles. And Steve Ballmer isn't getting his ass handed to him. The doors are opening wide. The chicks are stacking. He's loving life.
I love this chick stacking.
The chicks
situation.
Are stacking.
Sam's been on a chick stacking kick for a while.
But my point is,
it's amazing. He reported himself. You had the same exact thoughts I had.
Yeah, 100%.
It's so obvious what you're doing. You're reporting yourself for a barely violation.
Yeah. There's nothing in there that says black people shouldn't be allowed to come to these games.
All he's really saying is, I think white people aren't coming because we're playing too much. Because
it's too black.
We're catering to black. Yeah.
And there's something
so
like
goes, should we consider higher?
All he's
market?
Saying is what's happened to my stadium is what happened to Inside Jokes Comedy Club.
Yes.
Yeah. We started off with a comedy club, and then after a while, it became a black comedy club.
I guarantee you. I forgot what I was going to say.
Okay. So
I don't like the way you guys are saying black.
On the first guarantee you, I thought I could find it, and then the second guarantee you, I was like, oh no, it's not there.
No, it's just, dude, it's like you.
Oh,
wanna...
I guarantee you, McDonald's had the same conversation. We're like, what should, who should we be marketing to? And that's why all their fucking ads are all like hip hop people dancing.
Yeah. It's a black party. Ones. No, they have black ads that they put on black shows. They have white ads they put on white shows. They have Super Bowl commercials, and then they have, hey, man, Showtime at the Apollo's on. Let's run the fucking beatboxing fucking Chicken McNuggets commercial.
People understand who they're marketing towards.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's doing, but he got out based on, it's just fucking.
And he's going to make bank.
It's shitty. I still think Sterling should not have been pushed off.
I don't care. I hated him. I'm happy he's gone.
I did.
Obviously. And people, obviously, if you're a Clipper fan, you're happy he's gone.
Yeah. He needed to go.
But not because of this.
He's an awful human being. Awful, this was a owner. Lifetime achievement award.
He's an awful owner. Now, what if you're a Mavericks fan?
You are a resident.
And Cuban did the same stuff Sterling did?
I don't think it would be nearly the push on it.
I don't think
go
so.
Around.
Because their fan base loves what Cuban has done for the Dallas Mavericks.
Right.
You know?
Whereas and he doesn't really have a history
and
of
it's
being
a different,
prick.
It's Dallas. They're going to be a little
way more racist. They'll find there'll be a bunch of people going, yeah.
They're like, yeah, what's the problem? 100%. 100%. Preach on, brother.
All right, who's the calls we got left? We got Ren Azizi from the league who wants to talk about either fantasy or to start off or
and I also would like to mention him in case you guys didn't see the premiere of the league. Mm-hmm. The very beginning of the episode, they're shitting on him for being fat.
Awesome. Yeah, he should bellies out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's doing the combines.
Yep, he's eating chicken. They're talking about chicken parms.
Should we just call him right now?
Yeah.
All right, I got a jam.
That's a huge
bitch. Oh, really?
Bitch.
All right. And then GSP will call after that.
All right, awesome.
Bye, Sam. Enjoy your show.
Triple X. This Triple Thursday X. Night. Weed, like flashlights, vibrators, strippers, and great comedy.
I like that,
see
that
you,
name.
Bud.
Triple X.
Thanks.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I'll see you guys soon.
Where's Renesis? Okay, here it is.
Later, bud.
Bye, bud.
Bye.
Hey, good luck tonight, man. Kick
Thanks.
Some ass.
Thanks. Okay, let's call him.
Where's he got to go?
Who, Steve?
Sammy.
I think he's doing that Comics Unleashed.
No, he has.
Oh, that's right.
Let's see if this will work. So that sound was okay, Renee? Oh, he didn't have his thing. So.
Hello.
Hey, what's happening, man?
What's up, man? I'm just watching the show.
You what's just up,
Steve? Shouldn't we left because I came on?
You what?
Shouldn't we left because I came on?
What did he say?
Hang on 1 second. We got to shut this door. What's up?
Triple left because I got on.
I think
so. Triple left because you got on. Yes, that is what happened. Oh, I don't know if you heard that. Yeah. Steve. How about the Giants?
Happy 100th anniversary, by the way.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
That's right. 100th episode at John Lovitz, minus the first time we had a John Lovitz.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Minus the first 53.
Steve, we saw the opening of the league. Loved how fat you looked.
I did not look well. That was the joke, was that I was supposed to look. They were fighting the fact that I was, like, going to be fat, and I came in, like, you know, 15 pounds lighter, and it, you know, like, they made it work. I stuck my belly out as best I could, but, you know.
It was not
I wasn't on the cheesecake diet, crumb bun diet.
Did they write that in just because they're like, hey, man, this guy's always, you know, a little beefy. Let's just work around it because shit ain't going to change.
Exactly. They were like, so the one thing we can count on is this guy's chunkiness.
That's a huge bitch.
They wrote that for me. But, yeah, no, I surprised everyone this year. I came in a little leaner and meaner. Contract year.
He really is in a contract year, though.
Network television. I want to get a guest star on network television. Then.
I like it.
Yeah,
maybe
that's Parks and Rec weight.
Yeah, that is Parks and Rec. Yeah, that's that kind of weight you're throwing around. Hey, how bad? Not you know, and happy football season too, by the way, and congrats on the league. How bad are the Giants going to be? Be honest with me, because you really the Giants.
I did an interview this morning, and I was like, "Well, you know, they could win maybe 2-3 games, but I'm saying by the time the interview was going to come out, it was going to be week 4, and he was like, "How many games do you think it's going to be by then?" I said, 0-4. I don't see them winning next week at home against Arizona. I think they're going to lose that game. I think Arizona played decent last night, and then you got to go on the road. Houston, you're going to lose that game.
You might be able to win that game.
Forget it. I get that defense, J.J. Watt against the offensive line you saw last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, no way.
You know, I mean, they had Ogden Sioux and fairly, but I mean that defense is just no joke. And J.J. Watt better than both those guys.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a long, long year. I mean, who knows? They got to learn the offense. I mean, I don't know if you saw three times last night. He rolls out, which he's not comfortable doing, Eli. Rolls out of the pocket, and the guys are blocking downfield. They don't even know the play or the audible that he's calling on the line. So this offense, I mean, they were 5-0 in the preseason against everybody's B squad, essentially.
Right.
If you put the B teams out there, we'll have a good shot of winning. But everybody's
preseason
team,
means nothing. I'd like to see a correlation of record overall, everyone's record from the preseason for the last 20 years mixed with their regular season record and see if there's any correlation.
It means nothing.
It really means nothing.
Yeah. Steve, I forgot again.
It's all about reps. Preseason's just about getting live reps.
Yeah, about getting the guys, the routes run and the reps run.
Can you see Eli ending his career in another place?
Yeah.
So do I can't
see. Well, I think he's got 3 years left on this deal. I think 3 years left. I mean, I could see him.
No trade clause?
You know, I don't think they could trade. I don't think anyone would take him salary cap-wise. I think that's a big hit. I think he makes like $18 million a year.
Oh, yeah, he's not worth it anymore.
So, I think that, I don't know, I think if you're going to pay someone $18 million, you don't want it to be Eli Manning coming off a shaky, you know, season, which is what it will be. But, you know, I mean, I'd still take him over, you know, their backup and half the other team, but he can't make anything work. He's not comfortable rolling out of the pocket, which is part of what this offense calls for. You don't need a mobile quarterback, but, like, you watch Aaron Rodgers, he can move. He can roll out.
Oh, yeah, he
That's
can.
Part of what
so can
know,
Andrew Luck.
Like, West Coast. Yeah, he can move a little bit. They get out of the pocket. They're not going to run for an extra yard, but they can move and extend the play. He's not – his extension of the play is trying to make a miracle happen. Like, he did that one pass to Victor Cruz last night. Yeah. Where's that going?
He did.
You're trying to make too much happen here because you're getting pressured constantly.
I was surprised how mobile Carson
year.
Palmer looked last night for Arizona. Palmer looked great.
Dude, that guy's 280, 280 yards, two touchdowns, fourth quarter drives. I mean, yeah, he's a good quarterback. Those USC guys, I mean, they shit the bed sometimes. For every liner, you get a, you know.
Oh, yeah, liner.
Sanchez.
Yeah. It's because it is a big market where everybody talks about them.
Barkley.
Yeah. But, I mean, yeah, you get a Dalton in the head and
Who was that old quarterback from Cleveland? Like the almost Hall of Famer. He was there for a long time.
Bernie Kosar.
Yeah.
Bernie Kosar?
Drew Carey used to have a joke about Bernie Kosar scrambling, and he would just tap the mic stand, like push it, like, you know, 10 degrees over, and let it wobble around. And he goes, "That's it. That's Bernie Kosar scrambling."
That's pretty much how he walks these days, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be a long year for the Giants, but I mean. I'm psyched football's back. Look at the parity, week one.
Oh, boy, I know.
You got the Bills beating the Bears at home.
That Falcons-Saints game was sexy.
That killed me from my suicide pool. I'm out of my suicide pool now. Three suicide pools.
Yeah.
That Falcons-Saints game was great.
Back and forth.
Yep, Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh-Cleveland was great. There's a lot of good games on. A lot of good games. I'm stoked for next week.
Are you enjoying New York, Steve?
I am. The weather's been good. I'll come back on Friday. I'm looking forward to get back. I just took my son off the bus and started school last week.
Did he like it or is he crying and shit?
He loves it. We went to Parent Teacher Night last night.
Did he punch any of their kids yet?
No.
Oh.
His teacher's 23. I did make one awkward thing happen. He's got one black girl in his class, and he sits right across from her. So we were sitting last night in his seat, so we were sitting right across from his mother, and Tracy... My wife just turns to her. She goes, "Oh, your daughter's so beautiful." And I just said, "How do you know which one's hers?" And then quiet fell over the whole table, and like nobody got salt. Like nobody got the sarcasm. I was just like, "Oh fuck!" Like, which one? What led you specifically to know which one was her? I tried to follow it up.
It's so funny when you talk to regulars. And you try to make a joke,
and they can't even
meet you halfway. You're like,
right.
Oh, what?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, wait a minute, that girl just brought you your lunch. Why'd you tell her to kill herself? Like, right, because right. I don't really mean it.
I know. That's so funny. Hey, Steve, what was your favorite, top 10 favorite parts of the Ray Rice video? Go.
Yeah, we're talking about Ray Rice.
I mean, it was, look, okay. It's bad, but if you're going to throw a hook, compact book. I'm just saying, like, you didn't waste any energy. There was no wasted motion. Like, it was just a sidestep, good, boom, quick hook. But that being said, awful situation. You know, do I think he deserves to be gone for this year? Yeah, he's got to be. I think he needs time away. I think Ray. And I think that, you know, like, that's a tough thing with their relationship. Like, they're married now.
Yeah.
Like, this is all, like, this is like a married couple. Like, they're going to be together. Mm-hmm. This is, like, the start of their relationship. It's going to be pretty bad. I mean, look.
I mean, they're not going to be together for 10 years.
We'll get about it in a little bit.
How long till he has a reality show with her?
On Spike TV, probably. Show. Right, right before
she'll
UFC.
They'll do an interview together with, like, Oprah or
some shit
like that,
yeah.
Like Barbara Walters. But yeah, they'll do a joint interview together because they're together. But I don't think he plays for a team this year. I think he plays for a team next year. For
you
sure.
You do? I don't know.
Team's gonna add him.
Oh yeah,
they'll be happy to include him. Look at Vic. It's like somebody will be like, look, let me see his talent. Are people over it? Let's sign him.
He's also 30.
Okay, you know what? You know what? I will say this though. Okay, and I'm not saying anything against the NFL at all. The NFL's got a right to do and protect their brand.
Sure.
But, and it's not saying this is right, but 15 years ago, a guy would have done that to his wife, gone into the car wash job that he worked at, told his boss, and his boss says, don't bring your problems to work. Now get out there and clean the fucking car. Like, it's not, you know what I'm saying? It's like, he has sort of admitted to some of it, but not all of it. I think a little bit of a year will go by, and then he'll seek reinstatement, and I'm sure, and then, you know, they'll probably reinstate him, and then who's going to pick him up?
It's just a two-game suspension. He's been dropped by the team.
No, he's been suspended indefinitely.
Oh, by the league?
Yeah, yeah. Definitely suspension, but I bet you for the rest of the year, and then after that, he'll go, and the suspension will be lifted, and then if there's just a question of who's going to, pick up his contract and take his money, somebody will.
Somebody
will. Pac-Man Jones still plays in the fucking league.
The weird thing is, people get up in arms about, and when they have the public apologies on Oprah, it's almost always like Michael Richards situations where it's about words, where you didn't really do anything. You didn't not hire a black guy. You didn't fucking do anything. But this is not words. This is actions.
Right.
And that's a little different.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Yeah. And the one thing, it's like, Tracy's like, this could be a one-time thing between them. And I'm like, I hope it is. But you know why it's pretty bad? Because the only time guys have thought about doing that and held back, and can't just ruin it for the guys who held back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Literally thousands of times a day in my life.
Yeah, like there's a couple times where you've held back and you're like, oh man, and you can kind of take pride in that. Don't just give passes away to people that don't hold back because,
Right.
It's not that easy all the time.
Yeah, right. It surely isn't.
Yeah.
It surely isn't. Do you think that's any way the NFL did not, they claim they never saw that video?
They said that they never. Well, said they never see that the hotel's saying they never asked for that video. Now I don't know how that works. I mean, like I would say, like, oh, you have to see. Are there any other angles? Like that seems to be like a logical follow-up question to that.
I mean, come on.
The hotel says they never asked for it.
There's no fucking way.
Maybe the hotel said, hey, the hotel got a big payout from the NFL saying bury that video, and said, okay, but one employee had it.
The NFL has 50 Ray Donovans.
Yeah.
Trust me. Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, he already made a mistake. I think that it's like he knows that he messed up by not giving him more games in the beginning. Acknowledging now that they knew about this tape previous to that and still giving him two games, it would have been bad. Like, they couldn't have suspended him indefinitely. So, yeah, of course they got to play dumb on the tape, even if they had it, which they probably did.
I mean, we know.
Well, they could have said, we got to suspend you more. Or say, hey, we'd like to suspend him more, but the NFL contract says we're not allowed to. The NFLPA contract says we're not allowed to.
I mean, the union's going to get involved.
Do you think there's any way Roger Goodell saw that whole tape and then just said two games?
I think that's all he's. I think that was because that's all he was allowed to, and here's one of his stars.
I think he goes, he saw that, he goes, here's what, I think all the Ray Donovans meet with Goodell, and they go, here's what we're going to do. This is already leaked. Everyone saw him come out of the elevator. This one's going to go away. We're going to say, hey, we don't know anything else. And then, two to four games, you're going to meet with all these, battered women, shelter people and all that. Because that's what Goodell did, by the way. Yeah. Or at least he claims that he did to come up with this fucking thing. And then TMZ goes, hey, is there a video from this? They sat on it. Dude, they released it week one.
mean, like, are they just, why is it an ESPN? It's just sports-related stories. Are they just investigating with a blinder on?
Because ESPN is owned by Disney.
They're garbage now. That's all soap opera shit.
TMZ ESPN is owned by Disney. And they're as corporate as there is, bro. They want Johnson's butterflies.
Comments ruin team chemistry. It's like, ugh.
So if you think that ESPN and ABC just release all that dirty stuff related to sports through their TMZ sports website and keeps ESPN pure and clean for just sports-related news stories?
Exactly right.
But they don't just do sports-related news stories. They do drama and soap opera shit all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, but they have, like, a whole department now, TMZ Sports. It's just
And they're owned by ESPN?
I guess so. That's what TJ just said.
No. They're not owned. I'm saying, because that's Fox. TMZ's on Fox.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, on Fox, yeah.
Right. I'm just saying ESPN, they want to be that, they don't want to turn, you know, have that sort of fucking... They don't want to be sensational, but they already are.
Yeah, they don't do investigative journalism at all. They just report what happens.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, Steve, I got to take a call from GSP. George St. Pierre is calling in a second.
Who's calling in?
George St. Pierre.
All right, yeah, go ahead, guys.
Hey, who do you...
I'll see you next week. I'll be back.
Get out of here, kid.
He's talking on his own. You know what? Sometimes you don't have to ask him the question. Yeah, just talk, then you can just get them.
And then you can just get them.
Those feel more natural. I'll be back next week.
So you're out of your in your pool. You're done.
Out. I'm gonna have to see if there's a buyback. We used to have a buyback, but this new guy took it over.
I just used my buyback.
Last year I had a buyback, and I took it on a chance. Like I took a team that was like a plus one or minus one something. You know, uh-huh. And I was like, I'm never gonna take him again. It was a 50-50 shot. Let me just risk it.
Right.
I lost that, and then I lost like 2 weeks later.
I'll tell you what I think I'm gonna do is I think I'm going Denver over Kansas City.
Denver over KC
this week. Pick. I think that's the lock of the week.
Da-da-da. Oh, no, wrong.
My last lock of the week, I already lost. Week one was Chicago over Buffalo.
Wow.
And I have this theory.
At home.
When there's a one massive spread team, you don't pick them week one. Because Miami had that, and I think Miami and San Francisco week one once. And it was like 50% of the pool was picking one. So it's like, yeah, they'll probably win. But if they don't, you don't want to be on the side of this massive...
Where you lose.
So pick a 7-point spread.
And this one, it even says in this email, is...
What?
$5,200.
Wow, that's a good one.
Wow.
And I've already used my mulligan.
Okay. But you only get it... You don't get it indefinitely, right?
You get it for the first 4 weeks.
Okay, yeah. Should we call GSP or should we not? What do you want to do?
I said let's give him a call. We haven't heard from him in a while. We don't know what's up with him.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, last we heard, he was locked in. He no longer thinks he's the champ. He admits that he's a former champ.
He does admit that.
Yep. He doesn't wear his belt anymore. And he's no longer snorting kitty litter or huffing computer spray.
That's
the kitty litter, snorting kitty litter is very funny to me, but the computer spray always makes me laugh because he calls it computer spray.
Keyboard spray.
It's that shit that like, the compressed air, whatever that shit.
Yeah.
Canned air, but he calls it computer spray for some reason. I wonder if he misses computer spray. I guess we'll find out.
I don't know. He's not answering. Maybe he's locked in, buried in a hole.
He could be
again.
Buried. No, I hope he's not buried alive. He just texted
so
me.
Bad.
He just texted me.
What did he say?
I told him 20 minutes. I texted him that we're trying to call him.
Okay.
We'll keep trying to call the champ. GSP, ladies and gentlemen.
George St. Pierre.
So I don't think there's any way they didn't see that. And here's the other thing that I'm wondering about where this is double jeopardy. He's already been sentenced to a 2-game suspension this. So now they find a different video that they say they didn't do their due diligence to do the research and find this. So TMZ shows it.
And also, he said he punched her.
He already said he hit her.
So what changed in this video?
What do you think happened in there? When I saw the video, I'm like, yeah, no shit. That's exactly what he said happened in there.
Yeah, he knocked her out. It's like, what do you think? Like, yeah, it's like, but he said, he
pretty much said as well, but the severity and then the horror of this video.
Oh, right, because you're actually seeing
it. Yeah, but have you never seen World Star Hip Hop? Have you never watched MMA? Have you never seen a boxing match?
This is the same shit.
That's what happens when you get knocked out.
This is the same shit that's going to make us go to war with Syria. because we already know they're killing people, they're beheading people, and they're like, oh, that's terrible. But then when you see it, you're like, oh, we got to do something.
That's exactly what I said. These ISIS fucking bozos. And by the way, I challenge ISIS to any kind of – to the ice bucket challenge.
I don't think they have any water.
Man, they might – but they'll just save the world with that. We know they've killed thousands and thousands and thousands of people in their country.
Yeah.
Thousands. Well, we don't see that, and we're like, yeah, that sounds pretty bad. We see one beheading, and we're like, gas up the jets, baby.
Yeah. We already knew what happened, and we suspended Ray Rice over what we knew happened. And then we didn't see another event.
A different angle. It's just a different angle of the exact thing that we punished him for. And I, by no means,
yeah, you're right. You're right.
I always have said he should have got a whole season. And when he got two games, and Josh Gordon got 16 for smoking pot, man, I hope we never see a video of that horrific thing. Him smoking pot and laughing at Tosh.0 and ordering a pizza. What a scumbag. This guy punched his fucking fiance twice in the face and got two games. Josh Gordon smokes pot in his fucking house in the off season and gets an entire fucking season. It's retarded. Where's that video, TMZ?
Let me ask you a question. Do you think the NFL had the tape, saw the outrage over the only two-game suspension, and said, you know what, we got to correct this because everyone's going crazy. And we can't just say, okay, we've changed our mind. Let's release some new information.
Quite possibly.
And that way we can justify taking a harsher stance. And
that's a great angle I never thought of.
Qualifying everybody's you know.
Quite possibly. That's a really interesting angle. I never thought about that.
I just
was so outraged at the bullshit that I call that they go, we never saw that video.
You're right. What you're saying is, give it way more than a two-game suspension, but not because of a new angle.
Right.
It should always have been way more than a two-game suspension.
Yeah. If you
go, the new angle shouldn't add any new information.
Dude, a month earlier, Josh Gordon got a fucking...
A year
suspended for
what?
Smoking pot for the third time in 3-year career.
Okay, people are going to compare that. It's a bad comparison. When you say, oh, he smokes pot and he gets a year, and this guy punches his wife and only gets... But it's a third offense.
It's not equal. But the first offense is just enrollment into the fucking...
Drug
problem. Now you're going to get tested a lot. Second offense is a 4-game suspension.
Oh, wow.
So even that, if you get busted for two times of smoking weed any time in your career...
It's more than one punch.
It's more than two punches to your wife's face.
Yeah.
So it already is fucked up. And already everybody said this is fucking retarded.
Hey, you know how the test for drugs and steroids takes a while to come back? It's always like, oh, we caught him. Like, they'll say right now, we got him for a drug test middle of last year.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. So it takes a long time. What if they have other tests coming, too? What if he's tested positive, four times, and they just caught the first time, and then they caught and he's suspended, and then he caught the second, third, and fourth time, you know, he's serving suspension. But it's stuff he did in the past. Does that all get lumped into one, or do you go, nope, another suspension?
No, I think that all lumps into one. It depends what it is, because... like this thing with Wes Welker.
Yeah.
He took the harsher of the two suspensions because he tested for Molly, but he also tested for amphetamines. And amphetamines is considered a performance-enhancing drug.
Right.
Molly is like pot, and like it's a recreational drug or whatever they call it.
If your performance is dancing, then that enhances it.
Exactly. So he got a 4-game suspension instead of a 1-game or 2-game suspension, whatever.
Amphetamines.
Yeah.
Such a weird name when they said he's busted amphetamines.
And what's so funny is because, which means it's just like Molly was cut with speed.
That's what it is.
He took ecstasy.
Yeah.
But tested positive for the ecstasy and for whatever it was cut with. And he says, hey, man, I don't even know what Molly is. Someone must have threw something in my drink.
I know.
And did you see how he was dressed at the Kentucky Derby?
What?
Dude, he looked like he was going to a race. And he was making it rain with $100 bills.
That's because he was on fucking
Molly.
Yeah, he might not have known, but he's still on it.
He's
still there.
I love you, man. Hey, Renee, can you find a picture of Wes Welker at the Kentucky Derby?
We tweeted it, actually.
Yeah. He looks great, man.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And so he gets busted, but it was him and Brady that were together. Yeah. Dude, if you're hanging out with some, you don't go to Shroom. I don't go to Shroom Fest with you and not do shrooms.
Just hang out. Yeah. Yeah.
If you're like, hey man, come to the Kentucky Derby with me, let's do ecstasy. I'm like, I ain't doing ecstasy, man.
Yeah. Somebody asks, like, can I come to that cabin with you and just not do shrooms? Like, nah.
Yeah, man, you're not gonna have fun. Yeah. You know what I mean? Weird. If you invite your buddy to the Kentucky Derby, you guys are both dressed like doofuses.
Here's the real problem. Here's the real problem, and I think the sport should tackle this. The Kentucky Derby is so boring that you need to take Molly just to enjoy it. That you need
well, of course.
So that's the problem that should really be addressed. Is to make the Kentucky Derby more like an Atlanta Hawks game.
You ever listen to house music not on anything at all?
It's so hard.
You're like, I've listened to this before? Dude, check it. Look at these two bozos.
Wow. Are you kidding
Come
me?
On, bro.
Wow, with the straw hat.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
He's got a guy with his hand on his shoulder. You know he's in trouble. The glasses nonstop.
You can see him sweating in the picture, too, which is awesome.
Yeah, we can see
the people's
oh,
really?
But that's it.
But you can
and
see
also,
the sweat.
And I love Wes Walker, whatever. But what a dumb fuck to go out like this. Everyone's like, that's begging to be tested for drugs. I'm going to go. Like, if you're in the NFL, do what you, like Josh Gordon, one of these guys. Sit in your house and smoke a joint. Don't go to the Kentucky Derby where NBC is shooting it as Wes Welker, dressed like a comic book bad guy. You know what I mean? And fucking make it rain left and right.
Douche.
Yeah. Yeah.
He might as well have had a sign that said, Roger Goodell, please drug test me in the morning.
It's hilarious.
Right?
It's hilarious. The whole thing's hilarious.
He won, too. That was the funny thing.
Yeah.
He won money.
Like a couple hundred.
So that's why he was handing out some of it.
He won like 300 grand or something.
Wow. Yeah. So he won money. So he was tripping and winning money.
Depending on how fast horse runs.
Dude, $300,000 this guy wins. And then he was just making it rain for everybody. Let's call GSP before we're done if he's
there.
Did
he say?
Oh.
What did he say? Back to shooting?
Yep.
Not going to be able to do it.
Yep. GSP's shooting something.
I'll be in the studio next week, too.
Cool.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
You have another week of filming?
I got to do bumpers and, like, beginnings and stuff all week, but then we're doing more shows next week. And by the way, Tom Segura was added to the 16th show at 7:30, so if you want tickets, they say 6:30, but that's what time you got to check in. If you want tickets, go to my website right now, arithegreat.com, and use this code, RATINH14, and then you can get guaranteed seats. If you don't use a code, they're going to give you, like, maybe waitlist you or not give you tickets.
When do those start airing, by the way?
I think January. I'm not positive, but I think January. We got to have our first episode cut in, like, a week and a half from like, tomorrow.
Okay. Nice.
Cool.
Yeah. And then that'll be cool, man.
God, I got to pee so bad.
Pee, and I'll wrap it up.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ari Shaffir. Ari,
Comedy Central
Zone.
Good to
have you back in the studio. Ari's going to pee. That sound probably made it a lot worse for him. don't forget to go to the website, punchdrunksports.com. Go to the, click the Amazon link if you got to buy anything. Do it.
School books.
No school books. Pencils. Number two pencils.
Televisions.
Whatever the television. Buy a car on there. We'd probably get like $10 if you bought a car. That would be great.
Possibly.
Also, Caveman Coffee. Use the code PUNCHDRUNKSPORTS.
Sports. PUNCHDRUNKSPORTS.
PUNCHDRUNKSPORTS on Caveman Coffee. That'll save you 10%. And I actually got to get some more of that my damn self because I think I'm out of it. I'm almost out of it. We got to get Tate back in here.
Yeah.
He's always gone, though, man. That guy's... I watched Two Guns.
Oh, yeah. He's in Two Guns. Yeah.
Yeah, he's like a big part in Two Guns.
Yeah. He's like one of the SWAT guys.
He's always one of the SWAT guys.
It's a great way to get typecast, you know?
Yeah. No shit. That beard. He grew that beard, and then it was just like, boom.
Well, now he's got instead of just being some bald big guy, now he's got a look. That guy with the beard.
He
looks like a dude.
And
Tate is a 6'3" former MMA.
Yep. And he is a guy.
He's gonna fuck somebody up. Yeah.
I'm gonna call him today.
Yeah.
Talk to him in a while. And also go to betsdsi.com or .eu and use the code PUNCHDRUNK on that, and it'll get you $10 free to gamble. And now's the time to do it. NFL's happening. I love the NFL. I'm so glad football's here. Fuck you, Ray Rice. You're a scumbag. Free Josh Gordon. Suck it.
Free Josh Gordon.
Yeah, you said they're filming.
Okay, yeah. What did you say?
Yeah.